The carriage slowed to a stop again, and outside its doors, people shouted over the delay in their travels. Hope Everly peered out the glass window, tilting her head in an attempt to see ahead of them.
I think we're nearly there. The smell is getting stronger.
Her friend, Miss Irene Carlbury, put her handkerchief to her wrinkled nose. Mrs. Carlbury, Irene's mother, tutted.
Really, my dear, that is London in the summer, and it is hardly ladylike for you to call attention to it with such frequency.
Although Irene did not acknowledge the correction, she immediately changed the subject.
I'm not certain I made the right decision about the blue shawl.
Mother and daughter began discussing the merits and drawbacks of the wardrobe they had meticulously packed, unpacked, and repacked nearly every day for a fortnight. Hope had never seen two women more indecisive about shawls and ribbons in her life. Perhaps not everyone had her gift for making swift decisions when it came to fashion. But then, Hope worried less about what she wore and more about where she intended to go. Her current destination, the London docks, occupied her entire being. Her heart thrummed with excitement, her head buzzed with the anticipation, and every muscle in her body stayed taut as she leaned forward, as though that would somehow make the carriage move with greater speed. All of this not because the dockyard held mystery or adventure, but because docked there was a ship where she held a berth. A ship bound for the Caribbean.
If you young ladies will converse quietly for a moment, Mrs. Carlbury said, I would be most grateful. I have something of a headache. A few moments' rest before we board ship would be most restorative.
She closed her eyes and leaned into the corner of the coach, releasing a heavy sigh. The two friends exchanged amused smiles, lips pressed tightly together. Mrs. Carlbury often begged moments of quiet, only to fall into heavy napping, the sort of naps that included soft snores and strange nasal whistles. Miss Irene Carlbury had invited Hope to accompany her on the Carlbury's voyage to the Caribbean as a companion, granting Hope her dearest wish and much-longed-for dream of venturing out into the world. That was before everything went horribly wrong at home. Hope tried to brush those thoughts away, however. Irene laid her hand on Hope's arm, drawing Hope's anxious attention back to the conversation.
I hope you do not find yourself seasick as I did on my first voyage. It takes a great deal of the enjoyment out of the crossing.
I am certain I will be well. I have always had a strong constitution.
Hope kept her tone even, though she clutched her hands tightly in her lap. Every moment for the previous fortnight, she had forced herself to remember to act staid, placid, and much more calm than she felt.
One never knows until they are at sea.
Irene tilted her head to the side, regarding Hope with wide eyes.
Did you send your sister the letter you wrote last evening? You were most intent upon writing her.
Hope's throat threatened to close, but she refused to choke out an answer like a guilty child caught in falsehood. She had come too far to betray herself. Instead, she lowered her eyes to her lap and offered a tentative nod.
I gave it to the butler this morning. I could not go without offering up one last farewell. We have never been apart in this manner before.
You poor dear.
Irene's expression softened, and she covered Hope's hand with one of her own.
To be so close to your sister and have to leave her behind like this must be difficult.
Irene leaned in closer, lowering her voice.
Especially given the circumstances.
The carriage slowed once more, but the noise of the docks, of sailors shouting to one another, grew steadily louder. Hope's heart fluttered in a manner that dismissed the guilt attempting to settle within.
I have a marvellous idea.
Irene withdrew her hands again, waving them before her excitedly.
What if we write a whole packet of letters to send to your sister when we arrive at port? We can both send her every thought in our heads and perhaps even include a small gift.
Irene sat back against her seat, a wide smile on her pretty face.
Hope loves presents.